Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
From Hollywood, it's everybody's game of strategy, knowledge, and fun. It's Tic-Tac-Toe. And now, here's our host, Wink Martindale.
Thank you very much, Casey. Hello, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dragon, we beat him now.
The medieval barbers were the forerunners of today's men of medicine, and many of the techniques they developed are still practiced today.
What seems to be the matter with your friend here?
I broke his legs. I was at the Festival of the Vernal Equinox, and I guess I had a little bit too much mead, and I darted out in front of an ox cart.
Well, you'll feel a lot better after a good bleeding.
But I'm bleeding already.
Say, who's the barber here?
Oh, man, you ain't never meet no Frank Sinatra.
Fuck you! Fuck you! And fuck you!
Who's next?
I'm just telling you, I'm trying to help you to avoid the heartache.
Don't go blindly through life. Let me use the power of the tarot to show you the way. Call me now for your free reading.
And when our horses were killed, we tried to ride the squids into battle. But the ignorant eight-legged brutes proved womanly, fleeing at the first sign of conflict. They can't fight, they taste terrible, and you can barely fire them out of a cannon. Though we would still do so for fun.
Lies!
It's time for Radio Labyrinth. Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
I don't know why you guys scissor.
Oh, how do men scissor?
Scissor me timbers!
I don't know how. I don't find me some and I'll ask.
Are we recording?
Taint on taint action.
Is this recording?
Yes.
How do men scissor? I want you to tell me how men scissor.
I don't know, Tim.
Picture it in your mind. Set the scene.
I'm thinking,
why
of
would
like,
they be scissoring in the first
okay,
place?
Okay, so they're Theons from Game of Thrones, kay. Maybe, and that's why they're doing it. I don't
Theon
know.
Theon Greyjoy's?
Yeah.
Did he do
that? I've heard that women scissoring isn't pleasurable. It's just a thing.
I wouldn't know. I have never scissored, so I don't really know.
You didn't experiment? It's, you know, summer camp?
No, we didn't have any money like that.
Yeah,
didn't do like a one-person scissor with a pillow?
Jeff's brother dropped his wallet into a latrine at summer camp once.
Ooh, that's
remember that?
Gone.
Yeah, and then it only had $5 in it, so he took a 20 out of his pocket and threw that down the latrine, and he was like, I was like, why the fuck did you do that? And he goes, well, I'm not going down there just for $5.
He took reality and weaved it into an old joke, an old vaudeville joke. I love it.
I love vaudeville.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 33. That's as old as Jesus was of Radio Labyrinth.
I remember when I turned 33, I told my mother that over the phone, and she...
Yeah.
If she was looking at me at the time, it would have been a blank stare.
Yeah. Well, yeah, why would you bring that
a
up?
A Jew boy yeah, telling really. His Jewish mother. I'm the same age as Jesus.
Well, Jesus was a Jew, so.
Nah, he wasn't a very good one, was he?
He just couldn't cut it.
I don't think he was kosher.
All right, listen, we have religious listeners.
Do we?
Yes, of course we do. If we have old regular guys fans, I'm sure some people are Christian.
A lot of famous people died at age 33.
Yeah, I know. They're all killed by the Illuminati.
John Belushi.
Yes, murdered
Alexander
by the Illuminati.
The
Illuminati's heroin?
Alexander died of a fever.
Chris Farley.
He was in Iraq, you know. Chris Farley died at 33?
33.
See, he's a sacrifice to the Illuminati. See, what you don't understand is when you become an Illuminati or a Freemason, you ascend to level 33, and once you're at level 33 is when you can, you know, murder people and pee on them.
Oh, that's when you speedball, obviously.
Bon Scott,
yep, murdered. Nobody ever dies of natural causes or because they do drugs or because they're fucking losers. They just die because they were murdered.
That's easier to feel that way.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Superstar.
No, they believed Jesus Christ was 33 when the Jews killed him. Thanks, Ira.
Yeah,
I
thought
it was the Roman.
Lot,
I thought the Romans
told you
him.
He wasn't cutting it.
It was a week before his birthday, and you guys had to string him up. You should have let him have his birthday, Ira. It's not very nice.
We'll save this for Easter.
Easter. Yeah, it was wrong.
Ava Braun.
Ava Braun died at 33?
Yep.
Well, you'd die too if you were fucking Hitler.
She died in the bunker with him.
She allegedly. They took a submarine and ended up being in Argentina, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So he started a big dog shelter.
Hitler died in his 90s in South America, yeah. And they also have a secret base in Antarctica. It's like where the Nazis invented their UFOs, and that's how they go in and out. And then they go to the dark side of the moon, which is where the other Nazis are. But these are like Nazis that were here before Hitler, because Hitler went in and found all these runes, right? And these runes all told them how to communicate with... Are you okay?
No.
All right. And then that's what happened, so...
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
That's why I want the world all this to explode. Time.
That movie, Dead Snow, is actually a true story.
Dead Snow?
You ever see Dead Snow?
No.
You never seen
I've
that?
I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the second one. I really want to see the second one. Is that on great. Netflix?
Yeah, they were. I don't know if they are now.
I like the first one.
You like? Did you see the second one?
I didn't. I started to watch it, and then it felt like it was too campy. I don't know.
Tell Ira, Dead Snow is, I guess, a Swedish film.
Yeah.
And it's about these people who go hiking, or they go... I don't know really what the plot is. I don't remember, but it's zombie Nazis.
Oh.
So these zombie SS soldiers come to life, and they start forming new ranks of Nazi zombies.
Shouldn't the Redbox troll be telling us about that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Redbox troll says that there was Nazi Dead zombies.
Dead Snow, 2009.
Wait. Dead Snow, 2009, rated R. Some Swedish...
Here's a pencil.
Thank you. Rub it. Push it. Push it in really hard.
No, turn it around. Use the eraser.
No.
Don't use the pointed end.
It's fine. Just let me get on with it. So what happens is you got this, it's okay, 2009, rated R, covered all this shit. Okay, some fucking shit, stupid. Okay, it's a zombie movie set in Sweden where Nazis come to life who are living, it may even be Finland, I'm not sure. Probably not Norway. I don't know. It's one of those Scandinavian countries, for Christ's fucking sake. And then they got the cross on their flag. And then they, you know, there's lots of Somalians living in those countries.
I don't know. There's a bunch of people in it that have the O with the slash through it.
Oh, yeah. Lots of them. The O with the slash. Mm-hmm. So these Nazi zombies come to life. And when they bite people, they get turned into Nazi zombies. And they form a zombie army. And I don't know.
Is there Nazi Jews in the... zombie Jews in the movie?
That sounds to me...
That's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Mr. Customer, like an oxymoron. So I'm going to avoid...
No, the zombie Jews, I meant.
You know, there's a congressman, speaking of dead zombies, there's a congressman in Georgia by the name of Hank Johnson.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yesterday he said... He said that...
Was he the guy that legalized the upskirt filming?
No. But thank God somebody... By the way, we're still talking about Dead Snow. Oh. This is all the subplot to Dead Snow. So anyways, Hank Johnson is a congressman. And boy, I'm really stuck on that upskirt. You could go to the mall tomorrow with a camera on your shoes and take pictures of young girls' pussies because it's legal. I mean, not that young. I mean, they can't be under, 16. I mean,
jeez.
What age? Hit me with the pencil.
There's a fucking line forming behind me at this red box. It's like all the way out.
Go to Publix. They have three of them. You look like you need the Coinstar anyway. I'm sure there's changing bags all in the backseat of your car. So anyway, what was I talking about? Dead Snow. But there's something else. What was I talking about?
Guam.
Well, okay. Hank Johnson yesterday said that Israel was acting like a bunch of termites.
Oh, yeah.
And the dummy had to apologize today. Why do you say stupid things like that?
You can't be racist against termites these days?
You can't be. You know, he's
fucking termites.
Fucking termites. Termies.
Termies.
Go back to termia.
They killed the praying mantis. Strung her up. So, the zombies bite people. And then they become zombies. And then you think they're dead, but, they never are because they're sequels.
Oh, Dead Calm 2.
Not available.
Can I rant?
You said Dead Calm?
That's Dead Snow.
Did I say Dead Calm?
Oh, Dead Snow.
Mea culpa.
I said Dead Calm.
Okay, yeah. Ira doesn't pay attention.
I pay attention. I just fuck up words.
Are you going to rent a movie or what? I got to take a shit.
I don't want this one.
There's a hole.
Don't you just have a bag or sitting on top of it?
No, they let me go into the Kroger now.
Tell me about Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now? I've never seen it.
He's never seen the classic.
It's not in there.
I don't like Marlon Brando movies. They're fucking stupid. Except for one. There's one good one.
The one with the butter?
No. I don't like ass fucking.
The one with the Gila monster?
I don't have an anus.
No.
How do you go to the bathroom?
How do you think I go to the bathroom?
Through your mouth?
There's a pipe going down, and then there's a pipe coming out.
Oh, like you eat in reverse?
That's right.
You put candy up your ass
That's
and
right.
shit out your mouth?
No, there's no ass. It goes down the food tube and out the poop tube. But the one is on top of the other. So.
What are we poking when we stick our fingers in there?
My little penis.
Where have your fingers been?
Hi, Stu. Did you want to rent a movie?
Yeah, come on. What did you want to rent?
No.
You know what I mean? How about something for the kid? I got Ice Age in here. I got the fucking monster one.
What about Gary Marshall movies? What about the Flamingo Kid? You got that one in there?
Oh, the Flamingo Kid. Box office bomb starring Matt Dillon. Terrible film.
No, come on. It was good. It had, I forget it. You're supposed to know.
Why would I know? I'm a troll.
Right.
I was born 4 months ago. But oddly, I'm 78. What other movies did Gary Marshall
Benjamin
do?
Benjamin Button?
The Princess Bride?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah, that's a good movie.
No, The Princess Diaries.
Yeah, I sort of say.
Oh, The Princess, that's, I masturbated through that whole thing. I went through
Pretty Woman.
I went through 78 Ticonderoga number twos.
What about Nothing in Common?
Yeah,
that's
Nothing
my favorite
in Common,
Gary Marshall
Jackie
movie.
Jackie Gleason, Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The first dramedy.
Yeah.
You and they even had its own movie. Little theme song where it was, you know, had the titular line.
Yeah, we got nothing in common. It's not as good as The Toy.
Well, no.
I think it's the pinnacle of Jackie Gleason's career.
But not Gary Marshall.
Pretty Woman.
What happened to Gary
Frankie
Marshall?
Frankie and Johnny.
I've been in this box.
Exit to Eden.
Why are you talking about him?
The red box.
Isn't Exit to Eden? I'm done. Isn't Exit?
That's the one that's with
Dan Aykroyd.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell as the Dominatrix.
Yep. Dan Aykroyd's in there, right?
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd.
Dana Delaney's in it back when China Beach.
Yep,
Dana Delaney was hot.
Yep.
There are Tombstone days.
Dana Delaney. Yeah, Tombstone. She's great in that. Marrying the Billy Zane. Or Billy Zane.
Mares in season.
Huh?
Yes.
So, yeah, we found out Gary Marshall died last week after we recorded the show.
Yeah, it was like that night.
Yeah. It was right as soon as we got home. It was close.
Yeah.
So I listened to the Happy Days theme 7,000 times.
Aww.
No. I did once, though.
Those were good days.
I didn't know he was part of the Dick Van Dyke Show. I always thought that was the Reiner. Carl Reiner, Gary Marshall was a writer on there for a couple seasons.
Now he's Laverne's brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laverne being Penny Marshall. I know she's a director. She's a great director.
Yeah, she is.
She's made some really good movies. Big.
Yes.
Fuck you.
And what's the baseball one with the women? And
League
Tom
of
Hanks?
Their Own.
There you go, that one.
John Lovitz is in that film also.
Yes. And what else does she do? I'm not really sure. I just know her as Laverne.
She was on
mostly.
Laverne and Shirley without Shirley. What did they call it with Laverne when Shirley left? Was it still Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah, they still called it Laverne and Shirley.
She still drank milk and Pepsi even after Shirley left?
I don't know. No. You ever try that when you were a kid?
Yeah. I did.
It's fucking awful.
It was horrible.
They were tricking people with
so
that
betrayed.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Kinda.
I like half and half in Dr. Pepper.
So he did
Sprite and Carnation.
He did Happy Days.
He did Happy Days. Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy.
The Odd Couple.
Yeah, that one you don't think about because it was before that. Right?
Yeah. That was his first, that was his first big hit.
And we got to watch that because it was on syndication.
He did that new Odd Couple too.
Sad.
Oh, really?
The one with Ron Glass and Lamont.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I actually like that one.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I don't like the new one, but apparently that's a hit.
Yeah, I've never watched it, but yes, people say it's good.
He did that show Angie that we talked about.
Yeah.
Remember Angie?
Yeah.
Let the rain
Donna Pascal.
Out. Yeah.
Or Pascal.
We talked about that one.
And the guy from Airplane.
The mom. Yeah, that one, the mom died there.
You talking about the lead guy from Airplane?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's that dude's name?
Doris
Hayfield? Tim Hayfield?
No, his name's
like
Robert.
Robert Haystack. Robert,
yeah. Robert Hayes.
Robert Hayes. Hayes. There we
Robert
go.
Robert Hayes, yeah.
Yes. Doris, what's her face, was in that?
Doris Roberts.
Yeah. She was on that show. She was the mom. Didn't they all work at a hair salon? Just like me.
Oh, I see. We've
Bring
come full circle.
Bring it all back to Mary Todd.
That's right. Mary Todd on Carroll Street in Cabbage Town.
Happy Days. Joni Loves Chachi.
Who's whistling?
Yeah, whose phone's having an orgasm.
It's not me. My volume's turned all the way down.
Not me.
It's you.
Got to be me. It was me last week, but I don't have any notifications. Nobody likes me.
That's your computer.
It is now. It might be.
Are you getting that on
iMessage? Well, I'm thinking that it is because it's in my headphones, so it must be coming from inside the house.
Speaking of coming, I'm watching my free cams on my computer right now, and a girl is sitting on a Sibian machine. With a ball gag in her mouth.
Can you turn that thing around?
Yeah, no. That's okay.
No, Stephanie. Of course I'm not doing
that. Are you
that.
Watching that David Spade show, Dead Sex?
Of course not.
I haven't heard about
that. I have
that.
Not. Why?
No, that's a reference from a TV show.
What TV show?
Yeah, I'll find it.
Two and a Half Men?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Hey, so what are we talking about
here? We talk about guests?
We do. We have people in the studio. We have Stu Shaw.
On roadies.
Stu Shaw, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago when Muhammad Ali died.
That was a great story.
He punched Muhammad Ali.
He did. Gave him a black lip.
He punched a professional wrestler, too. Who was that? It was like a...
Oh, it was Magnificent Morocco.
Yeah, it was a big heel.
Seriously, of the things that I've done, I don't want to talk about that.
He did, though. We were.
You superflied Jimmy Snuka one time.
Oh, wow.
No, he didn't really.
Oh. What a little letdown.
I did gangster my way into meeting Bill Clinton, who at the time was president of the United States, and John Major at the same time.
You muscled in.
Well, no, I bullshitted my way in.
Oh, okay. How'd you get in there? Like, what's your story?
At the time, I was president of the Young Democrats Club of Indiana University of Pennsylvania. And was really shocked, told Secret Service, I don't understand why I didn't get my tickets. And they said, well, let's call around about that. They got on their little microphones and talked into the wrists and whatever they do. And they were like, okay, you can go in. So I got to stand in the freezing cold in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for about 45 minutes to get to see them.
Down in front. I want to see President Clinton down in front.
It's only a dollar.
Yeah, it cost me $20 getting
here. It's $1.
$1 getting here.
To go to McDonald's.
I had to get a cab from fucking Jay and Eagle.
Yeah.
Well, what an honor.
Well, what so that was fun.
Tell, I know this, but you need to do the voice, too. What did John Major say to you?
John Major?
Yeah, you said you shook his hand, and he was like... Ruff, 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 ruff.
I don't think I can top that.
it always made me laugh.
Very good, very good. No, the worst part was actually shaking Bill Clinton's hand. Like, I like completely choked in the moment. So I was like trying to shake hands with him, and it was this awkward, like, I got two of his fingers in the handshake.
Oh,
one
yeah.
of those really.
His hands
awkward.
Are huge, aren't they?
No.
Were they wet?
Mm.
No.
They just always seem like they'd be wet.
What?
Sweaty.
I was just fingering Monica before I came out here. Do you want to sniff?
Either that or they're in his mouth. Or they're closer. Somewhere. Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. I just always seen
when
that.
I get hot and sweaty, I like to rub my finger in my belly button and then walk around and make people smell it. Is this? And I go, if you know what this is, I won't rub it under your nose anymore. You ever rub somebody right under their nose with that stuff? It stays all day, no matter what you do.
Yeah, he seems like he'd smegma bomb you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you.
Isn't that what a smegma bomb is?
I mean, like, you know.
Do you like cheese?
Well, you know.
Schmegma.
Cheetah, I mean, so it depends. Not from the folds of flesh, but, you know, real cheese I like.
Okay.
Smegma. You know what a smegma is?
Isn't it just jizz?
No.
You really don't know what smegma
is. Is it dick cheese?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, if you're cut, you don't get dick cheese.
So you're saying
but if you're not.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Well, I encountered it once as an 18-year-old lass.
Look, if we stay on this, I'm just going to get worse and worse and worse.
You get that Fromunda cheese.
Fromunda cheese. That's when women have big boobs and they sweat a lot.
No, you get it under Fromunda your dick.
See, listen,
too.
If you keep...
Yeah. We need to get on the same page with all of our terms here.
Everyone in the room knows me, and you know that I have no bottom.
No, I know that. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
You just have one food tube that goes down
let's
to
come
the...
Let's come back from the edge.
To the butt tube?
No, I have one top.
We'll just call it all flop sweat.
Whatever you say, Daddy. So, yeah, okay.
You guys met James Carville, too, one time. Remember that?
Yeah, I was drunk.
Oh, he's hard to look at.
We were drunk as fuck in New Orleans.
Was Mary Matlin with them? Or
yeah.
Was it both of them?
It was 2 in the morning, and we were at some country radio party.
He seemed like he'd be a fun guy.
And it wasn't off of Beale Street. No, that's fucking
Bourbon Street.
Memphis.
Yeah, I know. It's Memphis. But we were in... It wasn't off Bourbon. It was down by that area that they redeveloped.
It was near...
The
Tremé? Near Bourbon.
Yeah, near Bourbon. But you're talking...
Yeah, we were actually walking...
This is 19 years ago, by the way, so...
back when they were relevant.
Who?
Carvel.
Marley Matlin, James Carvel.
But we got drunk and we were walking back to our hotel and they were crossing the street and I was shit-faced and I went, oh, hey, look who it is. And he just looked at us and went, hello.
Yes.
No, he didn't even look at us. They were both looking down.
And I can confirm that he is, in fact, a lizard.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
He's part of the lizard people Illuminati.
She had to drag him away because they were underneath a street lamp, and he kept licking the fucking moths.
I did always assume he had to be pulled out of his mother, but with the forceps, you know what I mean?
Like
that's what happened to
like
him.
Like the lizard baby in V, the
yeah,
original?
Totally, yeah, totally, yes.
That looks so realistic. She gives birth to, like, a 7-month-old baby girl,
yeah,
and then... this lizard. Do you remember V, the original?
I do. And then I kind of liked the reboot. Actually.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
It really didn't go anywhere.
Not really.
The blue energy.
Well, I don't think I
no Mark
the whole
Singer.
Thing, but
I didn't
it.
Care anything about
no
it.
No Mark Singer.
The reboot, the aliens were sexy.
Yeah.
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 They
true.
Had that going for
them. Wait, you didn't think Robert Englund was sexy on the old one?
Willie. Willie. Hey, Willie.
Whether it's an alien or wearing knives on his fingers, he's sexy.
How many Pokemon you
ISIS.
Got, Tim?
A lot.
No, how many you got? Seriously.
I don't know. I'd have to look at my phone.
Well, look on your phone.
Are you playing, too?
I got 109 Pokemon.
I hate both of your guts.
How are you getting
it? I hope that game explodes.
You don't like moving around.
No, I play in the car like you're not supposed to.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, dude. Would you fucking crawl around?
No, you'd drive up to the Pokestop and you spin the little thing and then you drive away.
Oh, but I mean, okay.
Pokemon will come to you if
I don't
you just
know
stay there long enough.
If you drop a lure.
No, you don't even have
oh
to drop
God.
A lure.
Oh, my
what's a, it's still, you know, I've been lamenting.
I have 95, but that's because I've been cashing them in to the professor to get the
I traded
candy.
A bunch to the professor, too, already.
If we were in high school, they would be yelling a four-letter word beginning with F that we don't say in 2016.
Fart?
No.
Fart you, man.
Ends with an S.
So what is the thing with the candy?
Because
I heard these couple, there's like these two 20-something-year-olds at the park the other day because they take up all the fucking parking spaces at my park when I go to walk my dogs and they just wander around like goddamn zombies in a Stephen King novel the whole time you're there. I can't even stand looking around at it. It makes me so angry. But they're at this park bench and the guy's sitting up there and she goes, dude, I was here the other day and there was
Pikachu, man.
There was a fucking Ninetales here, man. A fucking Ninetales. And he goes, God, that's really rar. That's so rar. And she goes, I know. And then, like, when I went to get it, it was fucking gone.
It was rar.
and I'm like, are they speaking English? I don't even know.
I got a Golbat today.
Golbats aren't that rare.
I know, but it's a powerful one, so it's pretty rare.
Have you done any battles?
I don't know.
No, man, I'm not going to go do that. That's for losers.
No, you got to do battles eventually.
But he was 30 candy away from getting a schliggle, schlaggle, schlibble, slabble. I don't know what it was.
That's not
but
real, Stephanie.
A schlibble.
That's not in Pokemon at all.
Are you serious? He was getting a schliggle, slabble, slibble,
slabble? He was 30 candy away, he told her.
Do you have a slowpoke?
And I thought she was going to jerk him off over it. I mean, they were like really having a thing over it.
We'll see if it gets to that. I might.
That looks familiar. I might have one of those.
Slowpoke.
What's wrong with a slowpoke here and there?
No. How about a Pidgey?
Yeah, I got a ton of those. I keep transferring those to the professor.
I'm taking a break.
Yeah, I'm going to smash
Did you get
phones.
A Squirtle?
Yeah, I got a Squirtle.
Oh, I'd like a Squirtle. Can somebody give me a Squirtle?
All right. No more Pokemon talk.
I'll scissor you until you Squirtle.
This podcast is dirty. I just got to say.
So do you think the religious people would be offended by the Jesus stuff and not everything else we've been talking about?
Exactly, because... You know what I don't like when I'm watching TV these days? You can't... Hi, it's Paul Stanley.
Yeah, hi, Paul.
I was on Eric's podcast the other day.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never get invited.
I'm on his radio show.
What does Eric
He has a problem with Gene.
He doesn't like Gene.
You don't like big
Gene's
tongues?
Gene's voting for Donald Trump. That's what the problem is.
So?
What do you mean
entitled,
so?
I am entitled to...
Look, I'm Jill Stein all the way. I'm with the other her. Hashtag, I'm with the other one. I'm with the other broad. Broad, they don't like that, but you know, I'm stuck in my ways.
We are very old school here.
We are.
Yes.
So there's lots of TV going on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just watching old Gary Marshall stuff.
You know, I watched all 78,000 episodes of Happy Days the other day. Even the ones with Chachi in them and Joni.
When it was in Arnold's after it burned down.
255 episodes.
Yeah, that's a lot of TV. Yep.
Wow.
How many different bandanas were on it?
You know, I collected all those and started using them as hankies because I have a runny nose problem. And I said, well, who wetted it? You know, I blew Chachi.
17 episodes of Joni Loves Chachi.
17 really good, heartfelt episodes of Joni Loves Chachi.
And we got Gary Marshall to thank for Scott Baio existing.
Al Marinaro.
She had it like a Gene Simmons fro at that point.
You know, I didn't like her.
What does Aaron
Moran? I met her at Dragon Con a couple years ago.
Was she working there?
Mm, she was signing autographs.
Oh. I thought she had a drug problem.
Yeah, that was after that.
After Dragon Con? Why, did you get her hooked on drugs?
Yep.
All right. Time to talk about shit.
Yeah.
That we got to talk about. And I'm talking about, of course, the Democratic National Convention.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about TV shows.
No, I'm going to say one thing and one thing only. Right. And I don't do a very good job right now.
All right, Don.
I'm not doing a very good job right now, but I don't give a shit. Bernie is a pussy. That's all I want to say.
That's it.
No, I don't want to hear more. I don't want to say any of that. It was funny, though. I watched his. The only thing I have to take away from it is Paul Stanley looks like he's 9,000 years old. And Paul Simon looks like he's 9,000 years old.
Yeah.
And that rendition of Bridge Over Troubled Water was horrible. Yeah, I don't care if he wrote the song. He never sang it.
I think they were having technical problems.
Oh, come on.
He couldn't have been that bad.
Yeah, they weren't able to, you know, filter his voice.
At his age, you're always having technical problems.
Yes. No, I think the band was fucking up.
You really think so?
Yeah.
My favorite thing that anybody's ever said about Bernie is on Bill Maher when he said that Bernie combs his hair with a balloon.
That's funny.
I love Bernie. I just really thought I thought it would be great if he would have came out and did the same thing Ted Cruz did and said, vote your conscience. And then they started playing Fuck the Police by NWA and he just walked off the stage.
I would have fucking loved that.
That would have been awesome. Viva la Revolution.
Fuck you.
I
mean,
I got 5 minutes into his speech and I passed out. So I didn't hear anything.
The whole thing's a sham, I think. So anyway.
I was busy watching Stranger Things.
100 miles and running.
Yeah, everybody has seen all of Stranger Things.
Oh, it's so good.
Except for me.
Such an
How many episodes
trip.
Have you watched?
Loved it.
Five and a half.
And you know, season two is confirmed.
I saw that.
And
then Jeff posted something earlier on our Facebook
page.
There's going to be tons of them, right? So it's not going to be like American Horror Story. It's going to continue.
Right. It will be
with the same cast and new characters.
Ira, you finished it, right?
Yeah, I did. Right. And I just caught myself. I was about to say something.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah.
You're about to tell Tim about Winona Ryder getting killed.
Yeah, Winona Ryder gets eaten by a tree at the end. I know how it is.
Like in Poltergeist.
By space trees. I'm assuming that it's dimensional.
Matthew Modine.
No, she blows up the high school.
Matthew Modine wrestles the gooch.
To Lunatic Fringe.
Right.
Oh, yes.
And then he bangs Linda Fiorentino.
And Madonna's in the bar singing.
Yeah. Yep. And then Tommy Lee Jones shows up with Will Smith.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember that part.
It's a whole thing.
Well, if you radios aren't familiar, it's on Netflix, by the way.
What is?
Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
Stranger Things is a fucking amazing show. Who is it? The Duffy Brothers or the Duffer?
The Duffer Brothers.
Shot in Jackson, Georgia.
But they haven't done too much, right?
No.
I never heard of them before, and right. Steph said that they wrote a couple episodes of that Wayward Pines show.
Last season, which was good. This season is horrible, so right. I can tell why it's so bad.
All right, well, thank you guys for not spoiling that show. I really enjoy it. I watch so much TV, and we're going to get to all that, too.
How about that little girl, though, that Millie Bobby Brown, the one that plays 11?
Tim said she was on some other show that he watched.
She was on a show.
The Intruders.
That was on BBC America.
Yeah, The Intruders.
That I loved.
I'm dying to watch it now.
No, the first season to me, I loved it. I loved the story. I loved the acting. I loved it.
How many seasons are there?
Just one. It got canceled. I've been waiting for it to come back. And
did she have hair on that show?
Huh?
Did she have a full head of hair
on
that show?
Yeah, she was actually, she had the spirit of a 50-year-old man in her.
What?
Yeah, her hair is she cut spirit, for the show.
You're calling it a spirit now?
Get out of here.
She cut her hair for the show, though.
Yeah.
They told her that Charlize Theron did it for Mad Max, and look what a badass bitch she looked.
Right.
And so she agreed to cut her hair, and I guess her dad left the room crying his eyes out. He couldn't handle it. And it was too much for him.
Grow
yeah,
back.
It upset him.
She's got a good gig on Netflix.
Yeah.
Carla Buono, she's great. Is that how you say her name?
That's who she.
Who's she? She's the young teenage girl's mom.
That guy from that guy from the Nick was on that first episode. Did you like
you
that?
Nancy?
The ambulance guy from the Nick. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe he got capped. Like, right up. He's
That's
so good.
That's when he was fun. I was trying to think. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. That's episode one. Come on. Everybody's past episode one. Yeah. Right.
That's where I knew that guy from. Yeah. Shit.
Before we came over to record, I posted some shit on Facebook and Twitter to say, what do you want to talk about or what's on your mind? So.
People responded a lot.
Yeah, I know. That's all.
Somebody wanted to hear your Ramones story.
Yeah, that's why I want to read them a little bit here.
Are we going to get back to Stranger Things?
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
I mean, what else is there to say?
Nothing until Tim gets done watching it, really, honestly.
Okay, all right. Well, it's just...
We'll put it on the back burner. We got other shows.
I'll have it all done by then.
Okay.
Believe me. Believe you me.
So Ronnie Cox hears the story about how Matthew Modine is writing a story about the clitoris.
And then Martha Dump Truck shows up. let's see. Okay, so Dustin says, hey, Stranger Things, which we're talking about right now, Colorado town with THC and water supply found false. I don't know what that means.
I don't either,
They said that there was a town that they said they had the water tested positive for THC, but it ended up being fake, yeah.
Well, let's see, that's great.
That's just sad.
I'm sure if you went into the sewer plant before it got treated, it might have some THC in it. Let's see now. Upskirt photos are now legal in Georgia.
Well, what's that whole thing?
I don't know. I just saw the headline and went out and started taking a bunch of upskirts. I don't
understand why that's
legal. You just went out and started. It wasn't because of you that this whole courtroom just
started. Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
Everybody knows you went to the Supreme Court.
Somebody got busted
Supreme
for
Court.
Doing it, and then I guess they got off, so now they're just saying.
So now what? Like, you can just go. Now are they going to, like, PCAM's going to be legal?
Know.
I mean,
it's just a stupid.
PCAM's.
It's very weird.
Explain.
No, that's okay.
Trying to take an upskirt of Stephanie. You can't stop doing
over there. You can't up pants.
I know.
Yeah. I'm going to take an up pants at Jeff.
I do have a dress on, but.
I have an endoscope.
Oh, people wanted us to do like Facebook Live or Periscope, but I said that Stephanie couldn't appear because she was a vampire.
That's true.
But then he said that you could.
Yeah, you could
shoot
film
the video.
Oh yeah, I would do that. I would love to do
that. We'll get a Periscope.
After the break, we'll
the shit out of you.
Do you have Periscope?
Let's Facebook Live
right now.
No, after the break, we'll come back and Steph will do Facebook Live.
All right, that's cool.
My phone.
I'll camera you guys.
You'll have to.
What?
You'll have to post that we're going to do that.
Yeah, post it on Facebook that we're going to
Facebook Live. you're also able to do that.
Yes. I don't know how to.
No type. Nudity. I know how you guys are.
All right, I'm gonna put right now.
Stu's gonna strip completely naked.
That was his old.
Whose camera are we gonna use?
No, use mine. But Steph can record.
Are you an admin so you can do it? Because whose page are we gonna do it on?
What?
We're going to cut all this out.
I don't know if we can do.
No.
Can we do live feed from the page?
See, I don't know.
I don't know about
I
that.
I don't know
either.
These things because I don't like people looking at me.
You don't like it? You guys used to do it all the time on The Regular Guys.
Yeah, I didn't mean I liked it.
Oh, I thought you.
All right, let me bust through a couple more of these. Can you please tell us your Ramones story? You said something about it on Eric Von Hessler's show, but didn't go into detail. I'm a diehard Ramones fan and would love to hear it. Now, that comes from Bill, so.
Yeah, I know when me and Joe, we were in Georgia.
Nah,
and we were on the Regular Guys show.
No, this has happened. I had to get Jerry. You got to be
here.
I was working at Bob Evans in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and it's on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, so a lot of people stop there to eat. And, you know, 81 is there and 80 and all these fucking highways, and there's lots of trucks and everything. So Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's sort of about 20 miles south of Harrisburg, to give you some, if you don't know what it is. But there's car shows there, so people know the town.
Yeah, sure.
And there's also the Pennsylvania Farm something there.
Amish?
Well, there are Amish. Amish.
Amish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Sven.
Puppy Mills and Cheese Factory.
So I'm sitting at the counter with my boss. We're on a break eating a meal or whatever, and this dude walks in. And, you know, with long hair, and he has a leather jacket on, and he points and goes, hey, look, it's Joey Ramone. And I turn around, and I said, no, that's Marky. Because I knew who it was. And he looked at me, and then all the Ramones came around the corner at the same time, and they all sat at the bar.
Did you just hear "Beat Up the Brat" like in your head, like as they were coming in?
Yeah. And their manager came in too, and he was like, "Oh fuck, I gotta deal with these people." But anyway, they ordered food, and he said he was a diabetic, so he asked me to recommend him food, and I told him what to get, you know, and then at the end he said, "You guys should have."
What'd you tell him? What'd you recommend him?
I don't remember. Sausage, because it's written. No, he didn't have that.
Chorizo and eggs.
He did have the veggie burger. Yes. Stu remembers because it's on the comment
card. Yeah.
I had a comment card because he said, "You guys should have more stuff for diabetics." I said, "Well, why don't you fill out a comment card and I'll send it in?" He goes, "Okay." And he filled out the comment card, and of course I've kept it to this day.
He put his phone number on it, yeah, too, his actual phone number.
Yeah, right. That I used to prank at like 2 in the morning. And his one. Then finally this lady.
You were what killed him.
When he answered, he'd be like, "You got the sugar diabetes."
No, he never answers. Always someone else. But the last call I made, this lady answered the phone at 2 in the morning. I was drunk. She went, "He's very ill. Stop calling." I was like,
"You
killed
Joey Ramone."
Oh my
dude.
God!
Yeah,
pranking this terminally ill punk rocker.
God, that's ridiculous.
I don't think we can go live from the page, but we could go live from my account.
Right. We can figure it out.
Is everybody friends with Jeff?
Yeah.
Somebody named David. David said the Ghostbusters sucked and he wants his money back, and he thinks that Mr. Robot is ripping off Fight Club.
I saw
Star Trek over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek Beyond.
And you liked it.
So good.
Yeah.
Really?
I had like very low expectations.
Yeah.
Because it's Justin Lin and I hate the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he was a big Trekker.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the first movie that he felt like he said he felt really passionate about. And this was like the movie that he's wanted to direct his entire career.
So is it a good Star Trek fan. Is it a Star Trek adventure
yes.
film that you would expect from like the good yes. Star Trek movies?
Yes.
Okay. Does a red shirt die? Does any red shirts
die?
Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect.
Idris Elba does his best enemy mine alien impersonation.
Yeah.
It was
Gossett Jr.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who was the Sulu is gay subplot? Was that distracting from the story at all?
And they cut out the kiss, so you basically just saw his husband and their kid.
Oh, okay.
And
well, that's not shocking.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Battlestar Galactica. No, Caprica did that.
Wait, I didn't hear about any of that.
John Cho, right? Right.
Yeah, the George Takei.
Yes. They dedicated the movie to Leonard Nimoy and to Anton Yelchin, which was
really
nice, I thought.
Yeah.
But Gene Roddenberry never specified the sexuality of Sulu. There were times on the show when Sulu had relations with women.
Oh,
so,
but anyway, I got to the movie early, and I went. Mm-hmm. I snuck into Ghostbusters and watched about 15 minutes of it and left.
It was really bad.
It was terrible.
Okay. You know, really? Brad and I went and saw it 4 times because it was so nice and it felt empowering to see strong female role models for children. Especially Leslie Jones's character. She really broke the mold and branched out and did something.
I hear Kate McKinnon's the only funny part of the whole movie.
Yeah.
She's very funny herself.
She wasn't in much of the parts that I saw.
And you know, she's gay.
No.
She is.
She's gay. Mm-hmm. Mm. She's having an affair with Ellen.
She's from Rochester, New York.
Also. Oh, yeah. She's having an affair with Ellen. I saw it on the Star magazine last week.
What happened to Portia?
So Gene Roddenberry never specified Sulu's sexuality. So I went on Twitter and said that. And then the fake Spock, who is a gay man, said, "Hey, man, back off, old dude."
It was a big gay Twitter fight.
Really?
The whole thing.
It was a cat fight between new Spock and old Sulu.
Holy shit, my head is swimming. I can't absorb all this.
And then,
it's new gay versus old gay.
And then
old
I posted
the
a picture of Grumpy Cat on my Facebook page and got 7 million likes. I love his social media.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, he's great.
His social media is amazing.
Yeah.
There's lots of cool shit on there.
Hey, Brad, I'm in a game.
Let's see. The 25th anniversary of the release of Terminator 2, says Steve Atkinson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's cool. I love that movie.
What are they doing to it? Are they jazzing it up? Are they remastering stuff? And
I'd go see that in the theater again. Shit.
Yeah, I would too.
First one is still the best, though.
Hasta la vista, baby.
How many boxes of ZD did that second Terminator get into Tony for?
What?
So what, that second Terminator, he was on Sopranos, and
he got into Tony for a bunch of boxes of ZD.
It's just a stutter step.
There's no Pokemon here, Jeff.
It's a stutter step.
Are you sure? I'm going to give you 1 week. And then that part where he felt bad, he goes, okay, come on, Davey. You're doing a good job. My favorite part of that episode is when Richie goes, you put a fucking couple of these in some Haitian's hand on the street and charge a couple of bucks. Who's not going to say, what the fuck? He's talking about a cooler.
Ira, did you go to that Los Lobos concert?
No.
Didn't make it.
Well, none of you assholes wanted to come with me, so I didn't want to go.
We had a friend of ours went, though.
Yeah?
To JRC. She posted pictures from that show.
Yeah, what she said. I mean, that must have been killer.
Yeah.
It's a schlep, though, man.
Wayne mentions Guns N' Roses and the Cult are opening.
I know.
With the Cult opening tomorrow. Are you going to that?
Well, we were supposed to, but...
What happened?
Tickets are pricey. We got a lot of shit going on. We'd need babysitters and the whole nine yards, and, you know, it's a pain in the ass. So, no, we're not going.
Someone sent me a meme picture of Fat Axel, and it said, welcome to the bakery. We got cake and pie. I would love to see that, though, because they broke up. But, you know, you never got to see him if you didn't see him in the 80s and early
90s. I didn't either.
That's what, when we were talking about Stranger Things, I wanted to say that Matthew Modine, when did he turn into Ted Danson?
Yeah, no shit, huh?
My God. In this show, double take it.
Yeah.
Look at the big white thing.
He was pretty old to be wrestling the Gooch at the end of that episode.
He still won, though. Did he? Yeah. Yeah, he had to get a smaller telephone pole, that Gooch.
And the main guy, the chief, he's definitely a guy in that thing.
You're talking about Michael Schauffele?
He's one of those guys. But he's phenomenal.
Is. I like that guy.
Jake from 16 Candles. You're talking about Michael Schauffele in Vision Quest?
No.
We're talking about Stranger Things.
We went around the corner of the labyrinth. No, don't get lippy.
Lippy.
Denise says anything but politics. Well, okay.
Right. Yes, Denise.
Happy birthday to dead people, Blake Edwards and Stanley Kubrick. And thoughts on Vice Principals, if you all have watched it. And I have, and I think it's funny
I
and
love
dark
it.
And
I
fucking
love
hilarious.
It.
They
so
went
dark.
Crazy inside that chick's house,
they
man.
Did.
That was the best. That was the best destruction scene since Office Space.
It was. Oh, my God, yes.
And you could see... The character, Walton Goggins' character, which I didn't think was the darkest one.
Yes.
Just his evilness.
Fucking psycho. And, like, when he lit those curtains.
Yeah, but he was egging him on.
When he was kicking that painting.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Oh, my God. It was so funny and surreal at the same moment. And I like seeing that, it's Danny, right?
Yeah.
That is the vulnerable. But like, holy shit, back up.
Yeah.
So that's a funny show. There's two things I noted. One is that Celia Weston, who we've spoken about recently because she was on Alice, she got fired. She was the receptionist, but I'm hoping that she comes back.
Oh, yeah.
I like that
character. She replaced one of the waitresses, right?
She was the last one, Jolene.
That's where I knew her from. I knew I recognized her from something.
And there's something else I wrote down. Oh, did you notice the name of the horse that the daughter was riding?
Shadowfax?
Shadowfax.
Yeah.
Which is Gandalf's horse.
Oh.
That got me. And I love...
It's a brooch with real fucking diamonds.
Yeah. No, but I love Shay...
Eli, yeah.
Shay Wingham on that. Yeah. Or what is his name? Wiggum, yeah.
Wiggum!
He'll always be Eli to me.
Yeah, he will be. He's
who's
like,
he?
He was Eli in Boardwalk Empire, but he is the stepfather.
He's so nice.
Yeah. He's nice to him, yeah.
Steals people's wives and family.
But he's so cool to him. He's just like a chill, like motocross bro.
Yeah. And the principal, they did a really good job of picking somebody. They make you hate her. I mean, you hate her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then at the end, you know, whenever she thinks that they're so great to her and everything, and oh, God. And when Goggins, when he spit in his mother-in-law's tea.
I own her now.
I own her. That was such an ass penny thing to do. He ass pennied her tea, basically.
And then the principal's like, can you get me a cup of coffee? And he's like, oh, yeah.
So to answer your question, we're all loving it. I'm going to watch the rest of them, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, and how about Danny McBride's going to be in the sequel to Prometheus? He's going to be in Aliens Covenant. I saw a still shot with him and Ridley Scott on set the other day.
Isn't Sigourney Weaver going to be in that?
I don't know. I didn't see her in the cast.
I've been hearing this and that about
I know Fassbender.
Ripley.
is definitely in it. And,
oh, good.
Because I guess McBride and his crew, they come upon the planet, and only Fassbender is there at this point. I guess what's-her-face is,
yeah,
she bit the butt dust.
Cool.
Game over, man.
But anyway, it looks really good, and Fassbender says it's way scarier than Prometheus. Which good.
Prometheus kind of sucked.
You're fucking retarded.
I liked
movie.
It. Visually entertaining.
You're crazy.
I've heard that a lot.
I've watched that like 10 times.
All right, with that burp, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to have a cigarette, and then we're going to come back in. And to answer Robert's question from Twitter, do any of you watch Grimm? My answer is no, I've never seen it.
See what?
Grimm.
I watched a couple episodes. It's
the
a
cartoon?
Little
Grimm
too,
Adventures of...
No, Grimm on ABC.
It's a little too ABC
for
me.
Oh, the... Yeah.
Or NBC.
The... No, I don't watch it.
Okay.
I tried.
We'll be right back.
Right.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
Where's Bruce Wayne?
Mr. Wayne is not at home, sir.
Too bad. I'll get my revenge later. Right now, I'll settle for cash. Where's the safe?
I wouldn't worry yet if I were you. It's just a psychological manifestation common among librarians. She thinks she's a coffee table edition. Though I can't say much for this volume's condition. I mean, there's a hole in the jacket, and the spine appears to be damaged.
No. No, you. You complete me.
You're garbage. You kills for money.
Don't talk like one of them. You're not. Even if you'd like to be.
Maybe we can cut a deal. Jack. Jack is dead, my friend. You can call me Joker.
I'm just gonna hurt you. Really, really bad.
So we're back and everything.
Okay, yeah. We're back.
And we're back.
We were trying. Listen, I'm not editing any of that out.
Well, why?
I was rolling like people. Since we got back in, so you'll probably edit some out.
Yeah, but not much. It was good conversation.
Okay. All right. Well, leave it up to you.
We're old people. We can't figure out modern. This is the equivalent of my grandma trying to figure out the VCR clock. 1985.
How do you do this?
This is 12 o'clock.
It keeps blinking.
You hold the thing and it...
What do you mean?
Your grandparents were one of the first people I ever knew that had a remote control.
Oh, they didn't have a remote control. They had a little thing that went...
Yeah, but it was... It turned the TV on and off.
It didn't change the channel.
I thought
you had to get up.
The channel.
No.
Was that bulky, fat, square one?
It was a square thing that filled with air, and it made a whistle, and it shut the TV off.
Mm.
I have no idea what the fuck that is.
Huh?
Do you remember the VCR that I had at my house?
Didn't you have a big one?
Yeah.
Oh, you said...
Mathis.
Yes, yes.
Top loading?
Curtis
with a wired remote.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Remote control, but it was attached by a wire.
Our first VCR had a wired remote as
and
well.
It was,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had that.
We're old. Fuck you and your phones and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And your Netflix. And your
I never had a Betamax, though. We went VHS.
We didn't have that.
Yeah, I only knew one person that had a Beta.
Who?
James Wood had a Beta, his mom.
Why'd she buy that?
She went Beta. I don't know. Some people went Beta.
Did you guys have
my dad and stepmom bought an RCA video disc player.
That's what I was
video
about to
discs
say. Did you
are
have
awesome,
laser
though,
disc?
Man. Yeah. So
the beta
no, they
people.
Weren't lasers. They looked like giant floppy discs. They had a plastic coating, and the disc was inside, and you slid it into the machine, and then you had to flip it over and put it in again.
Watch the special features and shit.
No, to watch the rest of the movie.
Oh, really?
But there was one that looked like a big record, right? And that was a laser.
There was.
Disc.
That was a laser disc.
I had those. Oh, yeah. I still have some of those because I bought some.
Yeah, they're valuable.
How valuable? Come on.
If they're in good condition, people collect that shit.
I have some David Lynch ones.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have like Lost Highway and...
Eraserhead.
No, I have... Yeah, Lost Highway and Wild at Heart or something.
Uh-huh.
I love Wild at Heart.
I do too. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That movie was hysterical.
Every Sunday morning for about 4 years in a row, or no, not that long, but a couple years in a row, my brother Jason and I, when he was a kid, would watch Rocky III.
Oh, it's my favorite Rocky.
Yeah, mine too. It was just, we'd watch it over and
Mr.
over and
T.
over.
It's coming straight from the heart, Polly. You're nothing but a lowdown, stinking bum.
I don't sweat you.
No, I want to do it, Junior.
Buy a big house, you move Mickey.
What do I get? A lousy stinking XX watch.
Didn't he say, until he died, and every single one of them, he always said, you're a bum rock.
You're a bum rock.
Every single one of them.
Yes. I'm not going to train you. You're too old.
So, everybody.
And then he became the Redbox troll.
Yeah. Everybody caught up on, let's see, Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah.
Ira.
Not Ira, but no. Go for it. I don't give a shit.
It was an interesting episode.
It really was.
Yeah. There's a female masturbation scene that was to die for.
Oh, but the best, though, we talked about this.
Meryl Streep's daughter.
When they played the Highwaymen.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my God. I almost lost my mind.
Explain who that character is.
Jeff.
Who, Grace Gummer?
Yes.
She's the FBI agent, right?
Yeah. She is an FBI
She's investigating
agent.
All the hack.
But there's some shady shit going on with her, though, right?
Yeah, well, she's kind of a weirdo.
She has OCD, and she can't meet people.
I liked it whenever she went to that crime scene, though, with the one hacker dude that got murdered.
Yeah.
And she told that guy, what did she just tell him straight up that it was a sloppy, the whole thing was sloppy, the way he handled it and everything. And
but when she was getting ready to go to work, I didn't know who that character was. And then you heard the beginning of Highwayman.
Oh, my God. I got so jacked.
So that's been in my head, and I'm going to do this and see if it works.
I was a highwayman. On the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
There you go, Steph. Steph requested that.
Thank you. I'm waiting for Christofferson to come in.
Which one is his?
I was a sailor.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. And with the sea, I did abide.
But the best one was Waylon. That's my favorite.
I was a dam builder.
That's my favorite, yes.
Across the river deep and wide, with steel and water did collide.
Who said? Oh, Johnny Cash. Yeah.
I fly a starship.
Yeah.
Across the universe divide.
I fly a starship.
Yeah, he just talks.
Across the universe divide. When I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
Well, perhaps.
I may become a highwayman again.
How many Adderall did that dude eat?
Was it like 50?
Like
I don't even know.
100.
That was fucked up.
Oh, when he threw up
and then he
ate him again?
Yeah.
Oh, I was gagging. I was gagging my ass off.
So what was the point of that episode? What was the point of, is it to prove that he can't keep him out? And what is Craig Robinson's character doing in that show?
Well, and that whole thing with his wife dying and that he talks to his dead wife
right.
and all
but
that
but how does he
stuff.
Know who Elliot is?
He's had to have had him do something for him. Because remember, you know, because whenever he went to the one house.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get the...
I think he wants to have Elliot do the whatever his shady website deal is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's approaching Elliot to do that for him.
How does he know who he is, though, is my question.
He probably just, you know, heard from around the neighborhood or whatever.
He drinks and
he's
knows things.
Yes.
You're definitely right about Leon being in his head, though.
Yeah.
That whenever you said that, I mean, there's just no way that that's not what it is.
I felt that even more this week.
But whenever he was tripping on Adderall and he was like, this Seinfeld, it all makes sense now and everything. And, and Leon was like, okay.
Yeah, back off, dude.
I liked that whole thing at the beginning, though, where they talked about the origin of the arcade.
Yes.
That was great.
And how it was haunted and all that shit.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, she walks up, the FBI agent walks up to it, because she finds these clues throughout the episode, and she shows up and it says F Society on it.
And then circle back, you know, hear that guy, the one that took him to the arcade, ends up getting killed.
Yes.
Just like they said.
Yep.
The fucking place is haunted.
That's right. Run by demons.
Exactly.
So why would one of our radios say that the show is ripping off Fight Club?
Well,
I mean, I got that vibe from the first
time season,
yeah.
But even Sam Esmail and like the, I know you don't like to watch the bonus shit.
Okay,
you know,
but go ahead. It's all right.
But he admitted it. He's like, yeah, look, well, I took a lot from Fight Club.
It's homage. It's homage. I wouldn't say it's ripping off.
Well, and he was like, look, I was a big fan of that movie. And there's a lot that I was influenced with that.
So. And that wasn't a perfect movie. I mean, I liked Fight Club, but I don't think it was perfect. I don't know.
It has its flaws, but there's not very many.
When came out, though, there was nothing like that around.
No, you're right.
And, people were going nuts for that movie.
That was like Fincher's first real big
deal.
Yeah.
Good movie. Very good movie.
But, no, I mean, it's very Fight Club. Even, last season, when it was getting to be those last few episodes, I was like, oh, he's doing a Fight Club thing, but... it didn't bother me.
No, me neither. I feel like that he's put his own spin on it to where it's enough. I mean, is there any original ideas left? There's really not. I mean, Stranger Things is not original. No, I mean,
Well, it's derivative, but it's original story.
But I mean, like, it just taps into a feeling. It taps into something that you like. So,
yeah,
homages. I don't think there's anything to think of
Preacher's
that hasn't been thought
damn
of yet.
Original.
Yeah,
Preacher is pretty damn original.
Even though it came from a comic, I guess.
So Preacher, did you guys all watch that?
Oh, God, yes.
I tried to
I'm still one behind.
Download a bunch of the comics, but my favorite place to download stuff from has disappeared, thanks U.S. government.
iTunes is gone?
Yeah, iTunes.
What happened to iTunes?
Where I legally pay for everything.
That's what I do every time. Yeah.
That's
a shame, you know.
Yeah, they shut us down, man.
Well, you know. They're looking out for us, the FBI. They didn't like iTunes charging us so much for their stuff.
I had a roofer come out the other day.
A what?
A roofer.
Uh-huh.
That's how I pronounce roof. Shut up. I know.
I just wanted to
get a dog come out.
Shut up.
Sorry, I'm going to get to the
Everybody always makes fun of me how I say roof. Anyway, he comes out and we're talking and everything. And the next thing you know, he starts talking about, government conspiracies and blah, blah, blah. We're both Gary Johnson, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, let me tell you something the other day. I'm on the phone with the client, and all of a sudden I start hearing our conversation being played back to us over the phone. And I asked her, I'm like, are you recording this? And she's like, no. And he's like, he checks his phone. He goes, well, it's not recording here. And then he said that it played it again.
What?
It's an echo.
Played it again. Yes. So he's like, no, I don't know. I mean, like, are they just like fucking listening to you all the time? They're recording your shit, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know, man.
It's the Russians, man.
F society.
Well, shady roofing practices.
Are we all caught up on? Okay, but Preacher. Let's talk about Preacher.
Okay.
You've seen it, right?
I'm one behind.
Okay, well, I don't want to ruin it for
No,
really,
no, because
do
you
not.
Talked about last week's, and I wasn't caught up, and I watched it, and I forgot everything that you guys said, and I still enjoyed it. So
okay,
we finally do the same thing.
There's only one episode of Preacher left.
Yes.
All right, just remember, I can't remember shit, so go ahead.
So it doesn't really matter. So we finally get to see what the cowboy, all that shit was about.
The saint of, what's it called, the saint of killers?
Yes.
The saint of assassins? Or
wait. Yeah, because he has his own comic book, right?
Yeah, but he's a big character in the comic book, from what I understand.
Great character.
This is what happened. I was telling you guys earlier that I was watching the Bernie speech.
Saint of Killers.
I was going to, and then I was going to, after Bernie spoke, I was going to put on Preacher, and then I fell asleep at the beginning of the Bernie speech.
As well you should.
Right, and so I never got to it. Sorry. Go for it.
But hell, yes.
Yes, hell. The Saint of Killers. Hell is, it was interesting as fuck, by the way.
Yeah. I've always been very much.
The whole episode was great.
I've always loved Hellraiser and the fact that, everybody would have their own personal hell. I've always loved that theory. And so obviously they really played that up in this whole thing. That this is this guy's personal hell over and over. He's killing all these people. Oh, my God, when he went through the first time when he killed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That was intense, and I thought he was going to leave the singer alive, and then he just cut
his head off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty decent. What was the deal with the Indians?
I'm not sure.
There must be something symbolic in there. There must be tales that are yet to be told.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully that's coming or whatever. But how the travel agents that sent him to hell, or the travel agent, she was great.
Yeah.
She was trying to barter sex with the tall one.
Give me the tall one for 15 minutes.
He was up for it, too. The other guy was like, no.
Oh, he said up, no.
No.
We could always report you.
And that's what I understand. There's all these practices or whatever that they have to follow, codes and practices and whatever. And then the phone and Cassidy. What about little church bitch lures the mayor over there and lets Cassidy eat him?
Well, he's annoying.
Well, I know, but she's supposed to be all blah, blah, blah. Which I've had a thing about her ever since the one episode whenever her son came to the door and he was like, she's pooping.
Yeah.
And then later on that day, she had sex with the mayor and she never took a shower. Oh, and it's bothered me ever since. It's always bothered me. I always think of her as being poopy now.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know. I mean, who
she's
does?
She's hot, though. I
like
her. She is hot. She was on this BBC show called Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was Guinevere.
You mean Maid Marian?
Maid Marian. Guinevere's King Arthur, right?
Right.
Yeah, but she was Maid Marian.
Come along.
You think she's hotter than Tulip?
Yeah.
I think so. Tulip, really do it for me too much.
I think Tulip's hot.
But you said he's going out with Tulip in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The preacher dude.
The real preacher
Dominic
dude.
Dominic Cooper.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested to see what happens in the final episode. I'm digging that show, and I'm glad it got renewed.
And the Seraphim, with her arms and legs cut off, and the sheriff, kill me.
Yeah. Franks and Beans had the choker.
Oh, yeah. He was going crazy, too.
Yeah.
He liked it, but then he was sad, but, you know.
It reminded me of that scene in Deadwood when he was fighting Hearst's man in the street, and he was choking him, right? And he ripped his eyeball out, and then he felt bad about it.
Oh, God, I loved him on Deadwood.
I know.
When he killed the boss from Parks and Recreation.
The what?
Ron Swanson.
Oh yeah. I forgot Offerman was on there. That's right.
Wait, he was on that show?
He was on Deadwood, yeah. Remember he was naked?
Yeah,
he wanted a piece of pussy.
He was small.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nick Offerman?
Yeah. Wow, that was a long shit. Holy shit.
And then Dan killed him.
Hmm?
Dan killed him. I think Dan.
Oh, Dan.
Or Swearingen. One of the two killed him.
If I got to go out there and kill him, Al.
Cocksucker! Cocksucker!
San Francisco cocksucker!
You cocksucker!
So where are we? What do we want to talk about?
What about the night of? Who's caught up on that?
Yeah, I'm all caught up in that.
Go ahead and talk about it. I haven't seen the most recent one. But
I don't want to burn it for you. That's okay.
Omar coming.
Omar? Yeah. Oh, is he on it?
Yeah. Such a great Michael Williams episode. Yeah. There's Omar so much coming. Of him in this one.
Omar coming.
Yeah, and you're definitely wondering what is his deal and why does he want to help
him?
I
don't know. Understand his motivation.
Right.
Unless he's just doing it to be nice, but.
Maybe he thinks his family's got money.
I don't know, but I loved Glenn Headley is in this episode. Yeah. She
poaches the kid from John Turturro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's his lawyer now, and John Turturro's not his lawyer anymore.
You know the black guy at the end of the first episode, or the one who said he saw somebody there, and he was like, they brought him in.
Oh, yeah, that's from The Wire. Bodie.
Yeah, Bodie. So you got a lot of Wire people. You got a lot of Sopranos people in the show.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go
wrong. You got Turturro.
That's what I love about HBO is like they keep their people in the family, you know?
Yep. And who's the guy that's on the cot next to him who was trying to help
him? I don't know.
Out?
I don't know who that guy is, but he's really good, too.
But he's from something, too.
He does look familiar.
He reminded me from somebody from Oz.
You don't mind if we say anything about this?
Nah, go ahead.
When you know, at the very end, when he comes around the corner and that bed is burning.
When they show the reflection in the mirror, was so cool.
Like, holy
yeah, because I thought for sure he's about to get his pounded in the
show
butt.
Gets me anxious, man. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like when I'm watching this, I'm like, fuck.
But I still don't know. I really don't know if he killed her or not. I don't know.
I think they're gonna keep it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna tell you until.
But Turturro, he is just so, he's going to get nominated for some shit. He's so good in this.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
really
his
great.
Motivation as the character on the show, they're trying to make it seem like, well, is he in it just for the fame and the money, or does he really want to help?
I think it's
him?
Both.
And it's going back
I think
and
it's
forth.
Both. They do a really good job of presenting you all these gray characters. Nobody's really all the way one way or the other.
I think his motivation was that he wanted to help him, though, from the beginning, because he just saw him sitting there and was like, this kid does not belong here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that jail cell.
Just the same thing. He wants to help that cat, buddy.
Yeah.
But he's got the allergies.
He's allergic to cats. Right. He'll be back in before 10 days.
I think so, too. I think so, too. I was like, come back, get the cat.
Yeah.
So I guess we're all caught up on TV, then.
Yeah, I think that's
it. Is there anything that we haven't covered?
I feel like
we like Vice Principals. We already covered that.
Yeah, that rules.
Miss Cleo died.
Miss Cleo died.
Yeah, that's too bad. What did you say earlier?
Coming?
Yeah, that was terrible. I love that Dave Chappelle sketch, though.
Which
Call
one?
Me now for a bumba clock reading. Remember when he used to do that?
Yeah.
On the Chappelle Show? Oh, my God. I love that.
Do you remember Dan Carroll?
The Mad TV one?
Yeah, Dan Carroll posted it on our Facebook page, the Radio Labyrinth page, and it's from Mad TV, and I think it's Wayne's sister doing Miss Cleo, and it's a great impression.
Yeah.
And the other one's like this old lady by that. Do you remember Mad TV toward the end? They had this blonde.
New Mad TV starts tonight, by the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah, with the whole new cast?
Yeah. My Facebook friend Adam Ray is one of the new cast.
Oh. Wow. The old, she was always talking like this.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. She had the big mouth with like the canines, the real big canines.
She's playing an old lady calling Miss Cleo, and she goes, she starts bringing up September 10th, and then she says something about September 9th, and then when she says something about September 8th, do you think maybe the spirits would have told you about a massive national tragedy? I got to put that on. I'm going to edit that in.
Oh,
I love old Mad TV.
Miss Cleo died. Who else? Well, yeah, I do too. It's a fun show to watch. Miss Cleo died. Who else?
The producer for Blue Oyster Cult died. Sandy Perlman.
Oh.
More cowbell.
He's probably the more cowbell guy. Yeah.
Really?
Dennis Green, the former coach of the Cardinals.
Yeah, Denny Green.
I was sad about that. I love Denny Green. Well, he was the coach of the Vikings when I really liked the Vikings. When you had John Randall, you had Chris Carter.
Right.
I mean, that was a good era for them. He should not. And I understood what he meant by that. It kills me when people act like he was speaking nonsensically. It fucking made sense what he was saying.
What are you talking about?
That big speech.
We used to play that.
Big quote.
Denny Green's.
They are who we said they were when the
they Vikings, are who we
when,
said
when
they
the
were.
Cardinals
thought they were.
Thought they were.
Played the Bears.
Ah.
And the Bears pantsed them.
Yeah.
And you know, in the press conference afterwards, he's
and we
pissed.
Let him off the hook.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, exactly. They are who we thought
and
they
we
were.
Let him off the hook.
And they tried to act like what he said didn't make any sense. It totally made sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyway.
They don't think it'd be like it is, but it do. That's Oscar Gamble.
And he played the drums. He was a badass drummer.
Yeah.
If you ever saw him do that.
No, I never did.
Anyway, and he was only the second black NFL coach ever.
That's right.
Which was a pretty big deal.
I heard about him dying from Refany the dog with no Facebook account.
Go to hell.
Refany.
Jeff's such a turd.
That's my children's book.
Refany the dog with
the dog with no Facebook account.
That's how Refany finds everything out 10 to 12 hours later than everyone else because Refany has
no
Facebook
account.
Why
don't you make that paid? Refany. And we'll give you admin. You don't have to put any of your real personal shit up.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
I mean, I have a picture now on Twitter because I work with the dog rescue. I've got a picture on there now so people know there I am.
Yeah.
Fucking look at it. Look at it. There
oh,
I am.
Oh, God. I've been
how do we know that's really
it.
You?
It's definitely me. It's my chubby ass bent down playing with a dog, feeding a dog.
Hey, throw up it already. With the kvetching about the body image.
With the kvetching and the schwitzing and the...
Don't worry about anything, man. Everything going to be okay. I'm going to start doing what now?
What?
I don't know. It's like jazz, man. It's just,
you
never know where
voice.
It's going to go.
The dog's going to bite your finger off.
Yeah, man. It's
oh, never.
Sometimes it just stops.
I think we're going to talk about staff picks, and I'm going to start off.
Staff picks?
No, staff picks. But okay.
We decided we're calling it Dick's Picks from now on.
Why?
Because you're a dick.
Oh, yeah. Dick's Picks. Can't do that. That's
no,
a
dick,
thing.
Dick picks.
Dick picks.
No, there was a reason that we were going to call it that, though. What is it?
Because I said I wouldn't fuck.
Oh right,
my pick.
I wouldn't fuck Stephanie's pick with Tim's dick.
Yeah,
which was.
Yeah,
is that going to be your pick?
My pick tonight. He said he wouldn't fuck with Tim's dick.
Nice. Nice. No, my pick, and this is going to piss some people off, and some people are going to agree with me, is the Killing Joke movie, which just came out. You can download it, I guess.
It's out in theaters and on demand at the same time.
On demand, in theaters. You can get it on iTunes, which is where I got it. I downloaded it.
Legally.
Of course.
For money.
Yeah, please, stop. It is an animated film adaptation of the classic DC comic, 1988 it came out. Alan Moore and Brian Boland wrote it, The Killing Joke. It really set the stage for the Dark Knight arc, even though the Dark Knight earlier had set that, you know, the Frank Miller Dark Knight.
Right.
This established the Joker as the, you know, maniacal, homicidal freak. And really how it starts out is he's at...
Who's playing the Joker? Is it Mark Hamill?
Oh, yeah. It is a reunion of the old TV show, so it's Mark Hamill. Remember
that same animation style from the TV show?
Not quite, because they had to follow the way it looked in the comic book as well. Right. But a little bit of that is in there as well. But it's Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy. Kevin Conroy was Batman, and this
right.
is... But again, it's not the... he played the Joker light, you know, because that was a kid's show
right.
from the 90s. But it was still good.
It's more just like,
yeah.
Ooh, but Bender's in it, too.
Yeah, Bender is in it.
Oh, really?
Yes, she is.
I love Bender's voice.
So it really does well in the second and third act, paying attention. I mean, really making that comic book come to life. If you really were a fan of that, if you've had, you know, I bought it when it came out. And of course, I don't have that one anymore, but I've read it over and over again. And, you know, it set up the Heath Ledger type of Joker, and it made that part of the Batman canon. The other thing it did is that Barbara Gordon was shot and paralyzed by the Joker. That's the story. He shoots her, paralyzes her, strips her naked, takes photos. It's extremely dark.
Even, oh, my God.
Even Alan Moore regretted later writing it that way.
This ain't kid shit.
No, it's not at all. And then the Joker... The Joker.
The Joker.
Oh, my God. Batman's worst enemy ever, the Joker.
He was horking some job.
He jorked some job.
So the Joker. We gotta
what would the Joker sound like?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. What would the Joker sound like?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Batman. Oh, yeah.
The Joker's a pedo.
Oh, I can't stop jorking. Oh, I'm going to jork again.
Jork you.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, so, no, I meant the Joker. But the Joker in this novel, this graphic novel, now movie, DVD, whatever the fuck, is really dark, and he tortures Commissioner Gordon by running him in and out of a fun house, you know, with pictures of his daughter being tortured all over
the
place.
Oh, my gosh.
While he sings a little maniacal Joker song. So, I mean, it's extremely dark. And what they did, what DC did to make this movie longer is they did a front story that wasn't from the comic book explaining who Barbara Gordon is and how she lives the life of a librarian during the day, and she has a stereotypical gay best friend who gives her dating advice, but she's really in love with Batman. It was a lot of weird shit that didn't belong in there. So I had to yank that shit out and just watch it for the killing joke because it's terrible. You know, there's one scene where she fucks Batman on top of a building.
Yeah, a lot of people are pissed about that.
Yeah. I mean,
why are they mad about it?
People get mad.
Because they had like a father-daughter kind of relationship.
That's the normal reaction from canon followers of the DC universe, is that's their upsetting
thing. So is Barbara Gordon, is that Commissioner Gordon's daughter?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing that pisses people off is like the feminist side of the comic book industry is like, oh, she needs to get hurt before she could become strong, blah, blah, all that, all those horrible tropes.
Oh, tropes, yes. Good.
So fuck that. It's you know, you have to really be into it. I mean, it's not doing well in the ratings. It has a high score on IMDb. It has 58% or so on Rotten Tomatoes. But I still recommend it if you're a fan of Batman, and definitely if you're a fan of that book, because that book was the turning point for Batman. You know, in 1988, that and Frank Miller's earlier 80s book, The Dark Knight Returns. So there you go, Batman lovers. I'm a huge Batman fan. You know, that's the only DC character I really dig. I like Green Lantern, too, but not like Jeff does.
I'm super interested in it now. I mean, especially the whole dark part of it.
Yeah,
sounds,
get
like,
the comic.
Trippy.
I mean, and the movie's good, though. I mean, and Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy are the best.
I'm going to start collecting the Joker.
Kevin Conroy, isn't he from isn't that the, what's his face from Entourage?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's Kevin Connolly.
Okay.
Little midget Irishman.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Stephanie.
My pick that Jeff hates.
No, I don't hate it. I was just kidding. I'm a big fan of the...
I would think so. I was
the,
like, what are
roast master
talking
general?
About?
He chimed in on my roast when I turned 40.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah. He did.
What do you mean?
What did he
say? I had a roast on Facebook.
You did?
Yeah, and he chimed in.
He did?
It's a little roasting.
He did. Was he good?
Yeah, I forget what he said.
Shit.
You didn't screen grab it?
I don't remember. I can go back and look maybe and find out. All right,
you're jacking my pick. Back to my pick.
Yeah, jack my pick.
Jacking my pick. So my pick is, I mean, everybody here I'm sure loves the roasts. I mean, who's not crazy about Jeffrey Ross?
Yeah, I guess.
Ah, come on now. That freaking, the James Franco one I've watched like 6 times. That's like one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
They are funny.
And the Bieber one. The Bieber one with Kevin Hart. That was hilarious. And Martha Stewart. Anyway.
It's more
Jeffrey
fun.
Jeffrey Ross is hysterical, though. Like,
he's funny no matter what.
Yeah. He is
went
funny.
Around and roasted the entire offices at Jimmy Kimmel the other night.
Yeah, that was funny. I watched that. That was pretty good. But I loved it last year whenever he roasted that Brazos County Jail.
Right.
He roasted the criminals. Yeah. That the white supremacists. I mean, he is fearless, the shit that he says. And they were all laughing. I mean, I'm I'm sure at any point they would have stabbed his. Yeah.
So this is real life. He goes out and roasts people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
well,
what's
this,
the name of the show?
Well,
by
this
the way?
Show is it's Jeffrey Ross Presents Roast Battle.
Okay.
Okay, and the thing about this is, you know, it's been a long running live show at the Comedy Store in L.A. Mm-hmm. They've been, you know, it's like an underground thing. Right. All comics are like that. Being a but
like Comedy Bang Bang started.
Yeah, kind of like that. And so basically, this takes place this week. It starts July 28th, and it runs over four nights. Each night, there's a one-hour show, mm-hmm. and comics are pit against each other where they roast each other, mm-hmm. and then it's judged by judges, okay? And then it's like, you know, a bracket system. Okay. And at the end of it, on the 31st, there's a one-hour live show where the best of the best go head-to-head. So,
wow, cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And, I mean, considering, too, the judges, I mean, Judd Apatow, Kevin Hart, Seth Rogen, Anthony Jeselnik. I mean, Anthony Jeselnik. Oh my God! You know,
yeah.
Kimmel, Silverman, David Spade. So those are the judges, which is pretty cool.
That
you
is
know,
cool.
And then it's filmed at the Lestrel Theater, and it's during the Montreal's Just for Laughs festival.
Okay.
So there's that going on, and then the comedians. I don't know a lot of them. I do know. I mean, Ralphie May. Which I think that'll be a good one.
That's
just for the
funny.
Fact what,
he is funny.
What he can say and what's going to be said to him, you know, is going to be whatever. And Sam Morril, he won the Laughing Skull competition a few years ago.
He did?
Yeah, I was covering it for that Laugh Spin magazine
right.
at the time. And Mark Norman, he's pretty good. And
yep,
so
I saw him on the Practical Jokers cruise.
Yeah, he's very funny. Matthew Broussard, he's pretty funny. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a pretty good thing. So it starts on the 28th, and like I said, each night, it's 4 days in a row, 1 hour a night. You know, all the roasting off. And also, you know, don't forget the upcoming roast of Rob Lowe, which should be pretty damn good.
That should
good.
Be good.
That should be very good. And then also he's going to be, you know, since he had such a good time roasting criminals last year, now he's going to be roasting cops, which should be fucking brutal. I think we all know that's going to be intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait, this is on Comedy Central?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
Comedy Central. And it's at 10 o'clock starting July 28th. And I just want to say,
yes.
Do you guys remember that show on HBO back in the 90s called Snaps?
No.
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 It was mostly a urban show, black show, but it was comedians had like Monique, Tracy Morgan, and they kind of started this where it was all Yo Mama jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And they would...
The dozens.
They would get, yeah, the dozens, exactly. And they would get on stage and battle each other. There was only a few episodes, but mm-hmm. I remember, I love this shit. But anyway, Snaps, if you can find
cool.
it. I think it's on Amazon. It's on DVD, but it was pretty good. And that's my pick.
Cool. All right.
Thank you, Steph. Cool.
I'm going to record that.
Jeff.
my pick's Geeking Out. It's on AMC. The first one aired this last Sunday.
Yeah, I saw promos for that.
It's Greg Grunberg and Kevin Smith. And they went to Comic-Con on the last episode, and they interviewed Matt Damon about Jason Bourne, which I hear sucks.
That's too bad.
That is too bad.
And I think there's four more episodes. I think it starts airing in mid. The rest of them start airing in mid August.
So what do they do? Just talk to other actors and stuff?
Yeah, they just talk about geeky stuff.
Really?
So, yeah. Like the whole first episode was like about Comic-Con and all that stuff.
Stu's watching it right now.
Cool. So that's my pick. It's on AMC Sunday nights after Preacher, but I don't know. It's probably going to be after Fear of the Walking Dead when that comes back.
You mean the show that I don't watch?
Yeah.
And they're doing a talking preacher next week.
Yeah, because of the finale of Preacher.
No, don't care.
He doesn't like that stuff.
It's just more TV to watch. Ira.
I don't have much this week, but there's a new podcast called Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. It's an NPR.
I like Jesse
Thorne.
From
young, what's that?
I don't know much about
Young America or whatever.
Yeah, well, it was called that.
Yeah.
They switched it to Bullseye, but, you know, just interview podcast. But he's had, you know,
I like Jesse Thorne. He's a good interviewer.
It's funny, too.
Yeah.
Danny McBride was just on. I think it's the latest episode.
Oh.
Yeah, that was funny.
John C. Reilly.
Speaking of that, you guys kept up with Check It Out this season?
I missed this the last one was sitting in the queue for me to watch. But
you saw the eggs one, though, right?
Oh, so disgusting.
That was the grossest fucking thing ever.
Sometimes
you get eggs and it's rotten and you got to eat eggshells and there's chicken parts in it. This show is
so gross.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I heard it. Yeah. Were we talking about this last week? It sounds familiar.
Not this episode.
No.
What is word?
But that guy that he had on the interview that he was sitting there and he was eating all that shit. I honestly could not look. It was
no, that guy was creepy as shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Ira.
That's all right. No, actually, I'm looking at it now. Keegan-Michael Key and That Titus Burgess.
Oh, yeah, from Timmy
funny.
Schmidt.
Yeah, so
he's on Match Game a lot.
Yeah.
I right. watch the new Match Game. Yeah. I gotta watch this.
He's hilarious on Match Game. Yeah, I only saw a few episodes.
That show, I wasn't expecting much, and I don't like the editing.
I was hoping that they would.
But it's funny.
That Alec Baldwin would like my tweet about, of all the Match Game hosts, it's hard to believe that Gene Rayburn was the best looking.
And he didn't say anything?
No, he didn't even favorite it or anything.
I bet he got mad.
Maybe.
Oh, man.
You should know I'm kidding.
I had a crush on Wink Martindale when I was a kid.
Yeah?
I had a crush on that. I had a crush on that dragon.
I think that's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
No one's ever said that either. So this is the first time you've ever heard it.
She's a unique gal.
I wouldn't fuck Wink Martindale with your vagina.
Wink. I love Tic Tac Toe. We used to think it was a scam because it wasn't on a network. It wasn't.
It wasn't, no.
And that dragon would always pop up.
Right.
It was a good show.
It was.
That was a big game show.
You'd fuck the shit out of Bill Cullen.
Stop it.
Have you guys watched this movie, It Follows?
Yes.
No.
I've heard of it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was all right.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, of course, it took place in Michigan, so I was all about that part of it. But, you know, and it was all in Detroit and everything. But
Judah Friedlander liked one of my tweets today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said something about it. He goes, the Democrats have their convention in some bank arena, and the Republicans had theirs in a bank arena. And he just put, And I wrote back, the Libertarians and the Green Party had theirs at a pawn shop. So
that's all I got.
All right. Hey, guys, this show is brought to you this week by Mary Todd Hairdressing Company for the best haircut you'll ever have. Go online to marytoddhaircompany.com. Look around, check out the product, book an appointment online if you like. I work Tuesday through Saturdays, so if you want me to wash your hair, call ahead, make an appointment, and I'll probably be there. I will do a voice because that's part of the deal, you know. I grease you, you grease me. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, it is a good place. I'm not even kidding. Mary Todd Hairdressing Company on Carroll Street in Atlanta's historic Cabbage Town. And while you're down there, have a burger at Little's. Don't shit your pants on the way home like Steph.
Oh, yeah. Wait, are you going to go to the cinnamon roll place?
I want to go
Cinnaholic?
To go to there.
Definitely going to go to Cinnaholic.
I want to go to there.
Let's see, if we ever fucking could get this crew together to do something outside of this place.
I was talking about getting the crew together to go to... That comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oddball Comedy Festival.
Oddball Comedy Festival.
Too bad.
What?
I said, you guys are fucked. We already got our tickets. Well, there's a Groupon out there for it. What? No. It's
Groupon
good seats.
This right here. Put your groups on this.
It's at Lakewood.
Yeah, nothing I like better than hot comedy.
So don't use the bathroom.
I can't use the bathroom at Lakewood. I'm sorry.
No, but it's hot and you're sweaty watching
Square Stadium, buddy.
Yeah, but we have the trough.
No.
I love the trough.
Just bring a stadium, buddy.
The piss hits you as soon as you get off of 85. You know that piss smell?
Yeah.
Just right as soon as you get off of 85.
The last time
Lakewood is classic.
The piss and chicken restaurant.
The last time I did an outside amphitheater was Lollapalooza 97 with Korn and Tool and Snoop Dogg, and I thought I was going to die, and I'll never, ever do it again. So
you never did Ozfest?
No.
No, you don't want to be there. You don't want to be around that because people sweat there are fat.
Like I just get a diaper?
No, man.
Just wear a diaper.
I would. You couldn't do it. You can't shit in a diaper. It's impossible.
I don't want any part of that. No.
All right, I don't want to end the show on that.
Well, Oddball. What is it? Oddball and Oddities.
Oddball Comedy Festival.
Who's there this year?
Well, that's the thing.
Sebastian
Maniscalco. You know, I love him.
Oh, that's why Ira wants to go.
Well, that's one of the reasons.
Who's big?
No, look, I got.
Who'd be worth paying $50 for?
It's misleading because if you go to like their page, there's a big poster that lists like a zillion. Right.
They do that, but every show's different.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, this is going to be fucking great.
Yeah.
You know? And then, yeah, there's only like five or something on, you know, at Lakewood.
And they have a side stage where local comics do their stuff.
Well, right?
Side stage is hosted by, Big Jay Oakerson.
So that's a big thing. Like, I almost want to see him more than Sebastian.
He was great on the Impractical Jokers cruise.
Right.
Who are the headliners, though, in Atlanta?
It's Sebastian Maniscalco and, I don't know, Jeff.
To be added later.
I forget. Hannibal Burris.
Oh, okay. He's funny as shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's
I love him on the Eric Andre show.
Mm-hmm.
What's the date? It's like August 27th.
He just sits there looming.
I don't know what the date of the Atlanta one is.
We'll find out.
Okay.
We'll find out for you. Next week, we're going to do a little more in-depth. I'm going to finish it up, Stranger Things. And we're going to break it down. We're going to talk about the 80s influences and the little Easter eggs that that you see in it. And other than that, you can hear me every week on anyway, you know I'm kidding. You can hear me every week from 12 to 3 on Sunday. It's the Von Hessler Doctrine live on WSB AM 750 and 95.5 FM. Oh, and we do a couple of podcasts. Eric does three. I'm on Monday and Wednesday. This week we're going to be doing a show after Hillary speaks, so I'll be recording at 11:30 at night, and that's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, tune into that and hear Donald's response.
Mm. Don't you people have jobs?
Crooked Hillary. Mm. Crooked Hillary.
Crooked Hillary.
Lying Ted.
Lying Ted. His dad, his dad killed John Kennedy with his bare
hands. Bust a little Kimmer. Hillary Rodham Rodham.
Hillary Clinton. Oh, you fucking bitch.
He calls her Hillary Rodham Rodham.
Rodham Rodham. Hillary Rodham Clinton. I don't understand.
Is it Rodham Rodham Piper? Hillary
Rodham Clinton. Rowdy Roddy Piper. Rowdy Roddy Pooper. No way, it was The Simpsons. Rowdy Roddy Peeper.
But Marge is evil. Look at him.
That was terrible. Why did you lead me down that road?
I'm so sorry, Tim.
Ira, any plugs?
Yes, actually. This Saturday, the 30th, July 30th, I am at Fat Matt's Rib Shack, our own with the Vipers. Come on down. I'm not fucking around anymore. Come on. I want to see your radios out there. Come
did
in,
they have
come
brisket?
And have some drinks. They don't have brisket. They got a good Brunswick stew.
No brisket.
Don't
no
order brisket. The rib sandwich. Why do they leave the ribs on the bone and then they put it on white bread and you think it's a sandwich? You go to eat it and there's bones in it.
This is the thing with the rib sandwich. If you don't want a half slab, because a half slab is pretty big, just get the rib sandwich. It's like a quarter slab and it's like a quarter of the price too. So you just take the bread off and then you eat it like it's a quarter slab of ribs.
That's all very interesting.
I want my meat
Brad
pulled
and
off.
I
she asked. Bread.
Brad and I planned on going to Fat Matt's, but we thought it was a different
bring
type
napkins.
Of place. We always carry napkins. That's
bring
for
napkins.
Sure. You never have to worry about that.
You like girthy mats.
All right, I will say this. If anybody
girthy.
Comes down and between songs, somebody yells, keep it canon, I will buy that person a beer.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
That's pretty
nothing
good.
Imported.
Some collard greens.
Yes, nothing important.
Do they have Michelob Ultra?
Bud Light. Bud
Brad
Light
likes
only.
You in shape, doesn't he?
Yes. For a 75-year-old man, I have massive abs.
How could, are your pecs?
I could crush a walnut with my
thighs.
Upper pubic area.
Upper thighs of a young gymnast.
Sulu is never gay.
When they talk about docking on Star Trek, do you ever think about you and Brad doing...
When he takes his uncircumcised penis hood and wraps it over my shaven, cut head, it looks like you're putting one cigar into another cigar. A smaller one would be inserted into the top.
But, you know, when they talk about docking at the station, you ever just think in your head, like, I'd like to be doing some docking with Brad. Right
you know,
now.
Leonard.
Do they play docking on the...
Leonard was circumcised, but Bill wasn't.
Oh.
Which is weird, because Bill's Jewish. What
is that? That is weird.
Nice little tribute to the original cast in the movie, too. This, they bust out a picture of the...
Uncircumcised penis?
Yeah, no, really. of Spock and the whole original crew of the Enterprise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they I don't want to do any spoilers, but they find out that Spock died, the other Spock.
Yeah.
Ambassador Spock died.
Yeah.
The real Spock. Or the
he died in the first movie.
No, they find out that he died in this timeline.
Uh-huh.
The new Spock finds out that he died.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm confused.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Hope that new show that's coming out in 2017 is going to be the online streaming
There's
show.
There's a teaser out now. It looks pretty decent.
Of the ship backing out of a port.
Yeah.
Mm.
But
the ship looks cool.
Yeah, it does. But nobody knows if it's going to be old era or new era. I just hope it's a continuation.
That's what I was thinking, because in the new movie, they find this starship called the Franklin, the USS Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be from like pre-Star Trek, but post-Enterprise or whatever, but pre-Next Generation.
Yeah.
Post, I guess post-regular Star Trek, but
TOS.
Pre-Next Generation.
So it's in between TOS and TNG?
Well, that's what it seems like.
And God, I hope not.
But that's where the bad guy comes from, this ship. But I thought maybe the ship was going to be with the new series, tied in with the new series. But I don't know if it is.
I hope not. I just want it to be something new.
Yeah, I think it is going to be.
Something new set in
fresh
post-TNG, post-Deep Space Nine. Mm. I had a nine put in my Deep Space One.
You had a Deep Space Niner?
I'm losing it. All right, that's going to do it. Steph, you got any plugs?
Mm-mm.
All right. Mm-mm. You're awesome. You're all awesome. We love you guys. We will talk to you next week. Until that time, please remember to keep
it canon.
Jorkers.
Two Faces Radio.